the January jobs report good, bad, or both?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And in just a couple hours, the Labor Department will deliver its all-important monthly jobs report. The expectation among economists is that about 155,000 jobs were created in the U.S. last month and that the unemployment rate stayed the same at 7.8%. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us, a report like that would be both good news and bad news.
Let's start with the optimist. Bernie Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group thinks the economy's getting better.
Companies, I think, are going to be more likely to ramp up hiring because of growing confidence that there's a lot of pent-up demand that's going to be realized.
So Baumol says that means gains in construction, retail, bars and restaurants, all the economic boats that finally start to float when people feel like they've got some extra money. Now the pessimist. Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project says it could be years before millions of long-term unemployed find work.
As job growth starts to pick up, what we're going to see is a lot more people come back into the labor force, and it is going to create more competition for the jobs that are being created.
Putting young, unskilled workers and older, displaced ones at a disadvantage. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.